Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm so excited to be back. Lee and I are both in the studio tonight. We were both gone last week, and Matt sat in it and did a masterful job. Tonight, it is September the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2019. And what Lord am I talking about? I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abel, the God of Elijah, the God of Elijah, the God of Noah, on and on, and the God of Eddie Miller, and the God of Blood River Radio. And we will always worship that God. We don't care what anybody else does, because we're going to, for this studio, we will serve the Lord. And I'm going to give y'all, I'm going to wait and give you the outline. We're going to go with Lee. He's going to take us away in prayer, and then when we come back, I loved what Matt did last week so well. I'm going to follow suit. Lee's going to say a prayer. I'm going to read a short verse. So if you will, people, please bow your head and pay some respect. Even if you're not a Christian, show some respect if you're listening, because you're all listening to a Christian radio show. Go ahead, Lee. Take it away, fella.
Yes. Oh, God, we come to you with humble hearts and looking for guidance. And we pray for our prisoners that are unjustly held all over the country. We pray for you to give them strength and hope, and their families too. And we pray for the people in South Africa, the white farmers that are being tortured and killed by the tribal people over there, because they're getting killed every day. Please give them hope and please help them. And Lord, please help us to expose secret combinations, and please help us to expose the worldwide threat of Zionism, and please help the Jewish people to realize that Zionism is a threat to the world. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. You know, like I said, I love the way Matt did that last week so well. So because he read a Bible verse, I'm not going to read quite as long as he did, but I'm going to be in the Holy Bible, King James Version. We're in Revelation 21. We're going to read Revelation 21, 7 through 8. This applies to what you just got through saying. We need to pray for the people in South Africa. We need to pray for ourselves. We know we do have ongoing white genocide all over the world. But according to this scripture I'm reading, we can overcome it. It says that he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And this is the verse I'm always preaching. But the fearful, who I despise the fearful and the cowards, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idlers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I'm telling you, people, I don't know about you, but I sure do not want to go through that second death. Anyway, I loved it so much. I was when I listened to Matt last week. We listened to the archives. I had chills. Let me tell you what, as we said earlier, I was out last week. Lee was out last week. Here's what I was doing. I'll give you a quick recap where I was. A lot of you people, you may not know, I'm what they call a St. Jude hero, believe it or not. You know, that's what us homophobes, bigots, white supremacists do. That's what we do. We raise money for Le Bonheur Children's Hospital or for St. Jude Children's Hospital. So I was working what they call the Cooper Young Festival here in Memphis. I worked it Friday. They had a 4-mile race down there Friday. And then Saturday, all day Saturday. Let me tell you what, folks. It was 100 degrees here in Memphis, Tennessee, Saturday. Yours truly was out there pounding the pavement. It was the worst day I'd had money-wise, but I would do it all over again. That's what I did. That's where I was. And Matt did a great job. And we had Ike Baker on. Ike is the man. I'm crazy about Matt for sure. Listen, I'm going to give you a show outline in just a minute. But before we go to the show outline, we have a bunch of people to thank. We have, believe it or not, we're getting donations now. I would like to thank Buddy in Arkansas, who gave us the greatest donation we've had so far in one chunk. Lord knows we need more if we're going to stay on the air. But we're getting there. Hey, we're getting there, believe it or not. Chuck in Missouri gave us a generous donation while we were up there in at the Knights Congress. Also, Jason in Arkansas, he's been generous in giving us donations. Janice, sweet Janice from Tennessee, we know her. She's a precious girl. She also donated. James in Washington State. I'll tell you about a conversation I had with James, a long conversation last night. Our Yankee buddy, Joel, from New Jersey / New York. I'll let you figure out where he is. My dear brother Stan in Alabama and my dear brother Charles in Alabama, they both donated. We had a surprise guest come through Memphis last week, Paul from South Carolina. He drove all the way from Greenville, South Carolina to Memphis just to see yours truly. I thought, man, if you're that hard up enough to drive this far, I will sure meet you. We met at a restaurant in Midtown Memphis, area I'm very familiar with. I do runs down there all the time. Bought his supper, and he gave us a rather generous donation. So, like I said, we're getting there, people. We're getting there. And also, I'd like to thank Dave Gaharry. Now, Dave Gaharry sent me two. I hope he's listening tonight. He sent me two books. I started reading one. It's going to be a great book. I hadn't read it anymore in about a week, but he didn't charge me a nickel for that. No postage, nothing. One of the names of titles of the books is The Parasite and the Host. And it's I don't have it with me, but it's like the fifth Israelis, fifth column, and how they've totally taken over the United States of America. Of course, we all know that. But this is a 500-page book, so it's going to take me a while to read that. Well, listen, let me go to a quick outline. I've got to cover these conversations we had last night, too, the amazing people I had a conversation with. Tonight, Jacob's going to be calling in. He's coming in at the top of the second segment, and he's got some news articles he's going to cover. People, when we come back, I've got a few more little loose announcements to make, and we'll get right back to the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be right back.
I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change.
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
But I dearly love that music. Matter of fact, we got a caller that disapproves of the music. We'll cover that in a respectful way just in a few minutes. But let me get back to talking about me. No, it's not about me. I was just talking to Sam's daughter, Bethany, during the break, and telling her that I run marathons for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and we send a little bit of money in to Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Here in Memphis, Le Bonheur does most of the surgeries for St. Jude. And it takes billions to run that hospital. It takes about, depends on the week, $3.5 to $5 million a day to run St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And it's a passion of mine. It has been since I was an RN over at the Methodist University. That was my last year as a nurse. But that's what I was doing last week. Anyway, I had to plug that. I will be, God willing, I'll be running my fifth New York Marathon next year. Not this year, but next year.
That's great, Eddie.
Yeah, yep. And like we said, Jacob will be calling in any minute now. He's on the road, and he's told me he'll be calling in any minute. But I'm going to keep going what I was talking about. I'm going to get back down here, this little dinky outline I got. What else I got to talk about now here? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Last week, I met with Paul from Greenville, South Carolina. I'm here to tell you, that is one bad dude. He's kind of mysterious. He's kind of like the four winds. I don't know whence he comes or where he goes, but he has like a protection business. They tell me he was in a Delta Force. He guarded me and Lee 2 years ago. Well, it was over 2 years ago when we were down at Wetumpka broadcasting alone in the hotel when Dr. Duke and Dr. Hill left me and Lee sitting there ding-dong in our hands. And our fella, he came right back. Yes, he came right back. And I was so happy he did, because there was some really shady characters hanging around that hotel. Well, anyway, let me get on y'all with other stuff. I talked to Dr. Hill last night, too. Dr. Hill and Ike Baker, me and those two guys, we're kind of like joined at the hip the way we talk, what we believe. Now I'm going to go to something else. We had a not pretty nice email. We had this person send an email to Sam. Thank you. We had a nice person, who sent in an email to Sam. I don't know why they didn't send it to Blood River, because the music you hear, she called it Nazi music. And you know what? It is Nazi music. It was the Hertz Weasel Lied. I handpicked that song because it's beautiful. I love it. And if you would go to our website, you will see that we vowed before God to expose all the lies that what I consider probably the worst lies around that everybody knows, that World War One was started by the Germans. The Germans were bayoneting Belgian children, using them for bayonet practice. That's when the term the Hun, you know, the Huns, the evil Huns, we got to kill the Huns. That's when that crap got started. Well, the same thing in the Second World War. You know, the Second World War, they were making lampshades out of Jews. They were making lampposts out of them. They had all these extermination camps going around, which that's been a lie. See, we have sworn to take all these lies and expose them. And we do that. One of the reasons I picked that song is because I love it. And we had a caller that talked. I talked to him for an hour and 29 minutes last night. He gave us a rather generous donation. He's an attorney. He's from the West Coast. And he said he loves that song. It lifts him up. He knows the same truths that we know here in Blood River Radio. And I'm going to tell you what. If we allow these lies to just hang around, if we don't have the courage to confront them, then we're going to pay a price for it. I just read you a scripture a minute ago from the King James Bible that said that the fearful will not inherit heaven. The fearful are going to be cast in the lake of fire. Well, I'll tell you what, these lies, we are not going to tolerate them. And to the best of my knowledge, I'm proud of this. We are the only radio station I know in the United States of America that's had a Nazi on. We had the deputy commander of the American Nazi Party on the Lincoln Rockwell version. We had him on. We gave him his due. We gave him his First Amendment rights on this program. We have the evil Ku Klux Klan on all the time, and I'm so proud of them. You know what? I gave a speech a couple of weeks ago up there, and my speech was 10 times fierier than theirs. In fact, I told Pastor Tom Robb, Y'all are almost like, I won't say effeminate, but you're too passive, man. I mean, those are the most gentle Christian people you've ever seen. Me and Lee and Matt were up there. You've never seen such kind, loving, gentle people. So I'm going to tell you what. If you want, and this person, you're not the only person out there, person who sent the email in. We are never going to tolerate, we're never going to pander to, the, as you called it, the fence sitters. Let me tell you what, I despise the fence sitters. I despise these people, those so-called masses. I cannot have such contempt for them. They cannot be measured. I wouldn't have them in our organization if we could get them in. I wouldn't give a damn how much money they send in, because I'm going to tell you what, I'm 72 years old. I've seen it over and over and over and over. I saw it at Fort Polk. I saw it in Nam. These people will leave you in the lurch at the first time the gunfire falls. I've seen people here in Memphis with just run scared with their tails between their legs because they were afraid. And I'll tell you something else I'm sick of. I'm sick of people telling me, please, please, God Almighty, don't mention my name. I'm going to send you this donation. I'm going to send this. I'm going to send that. Well, you know what? I have no respect for anyone if you can't mention their damn name. I don't. And I just have no respect for these people that have set the so-called massive, and I'm not going to be kind with them because I don't respect them and I despise them. I don't want them in our organization. If you will go to our website, it plainly says we are not going to pander to them. We are out for the hardcore. We are not out searching and trying to pander to the little boys, these little effeminate boys that are on the so-called alt-right. Where are they now? Since Charlottesville, you can't find them. They're worthless. We've had them come in this show and bail out without even coming on again. We're after the hardcore. That's the only people that are going to help you out. Just like the Bible. And Jacob, who's getting ready to come on in just a minute, he can tell you about the Bible history a lot better than I can. But God never uses the majority. He's never has used the majority to do anything. He never uses the strong. He never uses the wise. He uses the simple to confound the wise. So in summary, to hell with the fence setters, to hell with the masses, to hell with these people that have infiltrated our organization. They're like ticks. They're like tapeworms that come into our organization and preach, the Jews are not our problem. Well, they look like us. They look white to me. Well, let me tell you what, these people like that, I think you know who I'm talking about. They are controlled opposition. They are paid by our enemies, and they're leading our people astray. And I'm surprised that we have people in our organization supposed to be so damn smart, and they can't see that. It's like having the Titanic. You have a gigantic gash on one side of the Titanic. Oh, well, it's only gashed on one side. What we'll do, we'll bring them in here, and once we get them in here, our organization, then we'll convert them over. Anyway, well, that right there, I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to welcome Jacob in. How are you doing tonight, Jacob?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure and a privilege and an honor. And hello to everyone out there in Radio Land listening into the show tonight.
Well, Jacob, what do you think about my rant, son? Do you think I'm losing my fire?
Yeah, I was really disappointed at how tepid and soft that was. I really do think you're going soft in your old age, Pappy. I don't think anyone out there is going to feel the heat from a word you just said there.
And I know Jacob disagrees with me. That's quite all right. That's quite all right. But if you have people, I don't care how eloquent they are, and I don't care how much money they're pumping into some organizations, I don't care. They're bringing in a false message. They're bringing in a fatal message that you cannot be mean. That we have to trust these enemies, that they're not really our enemies. Well, they, by God, are our enemies. People, we're going to a break. I hear the music. We'll come back. I'm going to shut up. We'll go straight to Jacob. He's got some great news articles, and Lee's going to chime in with Jacob. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you, and I'm so proud of who have come here. It's not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is U.S.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Yemen's rebels are saying they're halting all drone and ballistic missile attacks on Saudi Arabia and are waiting for a positive response. The Iran-backed group has claimed recent attacks on key Saudi oil facilities. These attacks have further raised tensions in the region between the U.S. and Iran. A Saudi-led military coalition has been fighting the group in Yemen since 2015. That conflict has killed tens of thousands of people. The U.S. alleges Iran carried out September 14th attacks, but Iran continues to deny being involved, and it warns that any retaliatory strike on it by the United States or Saudi Arabia will result in an all-out war. The former chief makeup artist at Charlie Rose's interview show is now suing him, saying the disgraced television journalist ran a toxic work environment for women. Gina Ricci, who worked for Rose for 22 years, lost her job in 2017 after Rose was fired by PBS and CBS News for sexual misconduct. Her lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and equitable relief for the harm she has endured. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, that's more evil Nazi music. That one there I didn't pick out. Little Kip, co-host Matt, picked that up when we were up at Montgomery Bell. I'm going to finish this little rant, and then I promise you I'm going to turn over to Jacob and Lee. I'm going to tell you something else. You know, going back to our website, we describe in detail what's going on in South Africa. I coined the term, at least I think I did. I don't know anybody else that did. I call it hard genocide over there. When I go and tell somebody that what's going on in South Africa, and I know they can look it up and find out that I'm telling you the truth, that 2- and 3-year-old girls and 85-year-old ladies are being raped to death and mutilated in front of their parents, and that the parents that are left over are sodomized and boiled in oil and just desecrated in the worst ways. Well, that's going on daily, every day in South Africa. By the way, Matt will be going over there to South Africa. Matt and Rich will be leaving, I think, Monday. Well, that's going on every day, and these perfume princess effeminates can see that's happening, and you think I'm going to sit there and try to evangelize them for years on end? I wouldn't even if I knew I could concede, because I cannot stand those cowards. And I've seen the Campaign for Liberty, who I used to be a member of. I've seen Oath Keepers, who I used to, me and Lee right here, were founding members of the campaign of Oath Keepers here in Shelby County, Tennessee. I've seen the John Birch Society do the same crappy thing. They keep trying to evangelize and evangelize to these worthless cowards, you know, that they pander and they compromise their values because they want to get this big wide tenant, and they're more worried about money, and they're more worried about getting in trouble. You know, I cannot stand them. But that's my litmus test. If you show them that, and you show them what's going on in the easy genocide, the soft genocide, how Europe's being overrun, if you tell them about and you prove to them that Hollywood and the banks are totally controlled by the Jewish Zionist perverts, these LBGT, I think there's 14 of those sexes now. If you point out to them or prove that every abominable program in this country right here has, but the enemy behind it, it's always the Jew. It's always the stinking Zionist Jew. It's always the same enemy. And they try to deny that, you know that the devil's lie. You know, if you go into any Jewish temple here in the United States, and you'll find a Babylonian Talmud. And what I've just told you about these, what's going on in South Africa, that's the same thing in their Jewish Talmud. They look at you like they talk about you like you're the feces of mules. That's what they say. And I can't remember the rest I was going to say, but you get the message. I will not work with these cowards. I despise them. I will never compromise nothing. So if people don't like the music, there's 15,000 other mamby-pamby radio stations out there that will not touch it. Anyway, I guess I'll let you go. I'm going to turn this back over to Lee and to Jacob. Go ahead and take off. So I'm going to turn it over to you and Lee. I'm going to try to shut up for the rest of this hour.
Well, thank you, Eddie. You know, before we get into some of the other news articles you wanted to cover, I wanted to add a little something to what you were saying, too, if you don't object to that.
Fire away.
I mean, we were joking around earlier about Eddie being too soft and everything on the issue. Coming from someone, and Eddie commented that I personally don't necessarily agree with everything Eddie's saying there, and that's fine. We don't. That's part of what makes this, a dynamic and interesting show for you folks to listen to. Is, you know, we're not just an echo chamber. We're not all in here just stroking each other's ego and working together on this project, because we're all always 100% seeing eye to eye on everything. But I do agree with the gist of what Eddie's saying, even if I personally wouldn't, you know, be as shall we say, hard-edged, you know, in my assessment of it. And I would just wanted to say this, Eddie, to give a second witness to what you're saying, because the principle behind what you're saying, even for the folks that might be a little bit off-put by maybe some of your rhetoric or whatever, it really is failing to see the forest through the trees. There's the issue of what you're talking about going on in South Africa, of course, but even here stateside, even here in the West, we see this growing trend where our enemies are trying to make it normal, not just socially acceptable. They're trying to normalize the practice of ruining our lives for wrongthink. You know, straight out of George Orwell's 1984, where you can literally get criminally charged for expressing opinions. I mean, that's what we're moving towards here in America, folks. And being concerned about the kind of music that's being played on a show, you know, I mean, short of stuff that's just stupid, you know, like Fed tier stuff where you're just advocating for violence or doing, you know, actually advocating something genuinely illegal, you know, short of that, it really is missing the bigger picture a little bit. And we understand that folks are nervous about the climate that we live in. We understand it. That's why we're walking the point on it. You know, it brings to mind what we talk about all the time on here with Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, writing in Gulag Archipelago and his other works, how he talked about how they burned when they were in the camps, wishing that when the organs, the term they used for the police that would come and drag away political dissidents in the dead of the night, how they, you know, burned in the camps, wishing that when they knew those organs were coming, when they heard their foot falling on the stairs and banging on people's doors, how they burned, wishing that instead of thinking, well, it's not me, they're not coming for me, so I'm okay. Those guys, they were just being stupid. They brought this on themselves. You know, what is it going to gain me sticking my neck out, looking out for them? They didn't feel the same way once they were all in the camps. And that's what we're moving towards here in this country. The folks that are concerned about, you know, optics and everything, and optics is a legitimate concern insofar as it goes. But the people, our enemies, don't care about optics. They don't care about optics. If they're going after you, God help you, they will trump up charges against you. They will make stuff up about you. We see this happen all the time in Washington. We see it happen all the time, you know, with prominent political dissidents in our own circles. You know, that when they went after Ed Steele, hardly anybody stuck up for him, and they quite likely trumped up those charges against them. They went after Kent Hovind in the same way. You know, we've had Rudy Davis on before, who's an excellent advocate for political prisoners. You know, Rudy makes it part of his daily mission advocating for political prisoners like Jacob Goodwin, the Charlottesville Five, and guys like that. You know, the truth is no defense in these cases. And so being concerned about some music that's being played on the show is, like I said, it's just missing the bigger picture, because what it boils down to, folks, is we're letting the enemy define the terms of our own activism. And it's not even true. Like we've exposed on the show many times before, the stigma that goes with Nazi Germany. You know, one doesn't have to be a national socialist. One doesn't have to think that, you know, Adolf Hitler walked on water or anything. The stigma that's attached to them, those of us who listen to this show by and large, and certainly, you know, we on this show go through a lot of effort periodically to remind folks of all the lies and disinformation and the historical record about that. The stigma isn't even warranted. So being afraid of having a song that's associated with a regime from half a century ago that isn't even guilty of the things they accuse it of, it's just missing that broader point. And so I wanted to say that, to just add, you know, give a second witness to what Eddie was saying, because even for the folks that may be a little bit off-put by some of Eddie's rhetoric, you know, he's only saying this because he cares about each and every one of you. We care about each and every one of you out there, and we're out sticking our necks, saying the things that we say, because we see where this is going. And being concerned about something as trivial as a song, you know, from 50 years ago is kind of like what Alexander Solzhenitsyn was lamenting in Gulag Archipelago, where you're just letting the organs come in and drag people away in the middle of the night. You know, it's not, we're letting the enemy define the terms of our own activism to us, and it's not even over something where a stigma is deserved. You know, so with that being said, we could transition in. Eddie, was there anything else you wanted to say? I've been talking for a little bit, and I just wanted to pause for a moment and see if you had any thoughts on
it. I would just like to reply, and I always call Jacob Jason, my spirit son, and I feel like that. And you know something else, people? I remember when I picked Jacob, I didn't know who his dad was. I didn't know he had all this experience, but – I remember the first time I talked to him, I said, you know what, man, you're a five-star recruit. Now, I don't know if y'all know anything about the recruiting system, the college football recruiting system. They have a star system. You got this lower echelon school like University of Memphis. They're lucky to get like 3 stars. Once in a blue moon, they'll get a 4-star. You know, the 4 stars and the 5 stars are reserved for your Clemsons, your Alabamas, your Georgias, your Notre Dames. Well, I told Jacob he was a 5-star recruit. And I think you know, after you just got through hearing him speak, why I said that. You don't have to be the sharpest knife in the rack, and I'm not. But you see, I do recognize sharp knives. And I handpicked Jacob. Thank God he came on our show. I handpicked Matt Goodwin. Matt Goodwin has what I call the intangibles, what Bear Bryant would call the intangibles. Jacob, I tell you, you did one hell of a job. I can't see where you really disagree with me. And when we come back, I'm going to read a verse that Jacob sent me some time ago, and I'd like to read it every show. We'll be right back. I'm going to read this verse, and we will transition into some news articles Jacob has. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're getting ready to fly right here. I'm just going to make a couple of quick comments because we're running out of time. I mentioned how much I love little Jacob and Matt. I do. I went to Charlottesville with Matt, amongst other people, and I recognized right off the bat that first day, he had all the requirements that I was looking for in a brother, in a co-host. The same with Jacob. I wouldn't trade him for the world. Same with Lee. I've been knowing Lee much longer, but that's the way it is. Listen, also, we have Janice in Tennessee who sent us a great donation. I mentioned her sending in a donation, but Janice, get this. This woman, I don't know how wise it is, but because I say that, what is it to say? I'm losing track. What is it? Discretion. Discretion, people, is the better part of valor. Lord knows. Believe it or not, I got discretion. But Janice has got more courage and guts than 99% of the people I know. She's going to be going to South Africa with Rich and Matt. So, people, if you will, please pray for them when they go over there and come back. It's really I think it's borderline foolhardy, but God knows it would be the first foolhardy thing I've ever done. But pray for them when they go over there. They're going to come on our show. You know, Rich said I can call him anytime, day or night. At 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, he doesn't care, man. He's good to go. No, I was just kidding. Rich is kind of like me. He gets to be old grouchy pants once in a while. But they're going to be over there. Matt is the young buck. I expect him not to pay any attention to the time of the day. If I can stay up 5 days and nights with no sleep several times back when I was a young buck, back in 67 and 8, I expect him to be able to stay up until midnight. Anyway, with that, Jacob referenced something, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. You need to read what he said. Jacob's telling you flat out. People in the Soviet Union saw it coming. They saw the gulags coming, but they did nothing because they were afraid to speak up. They were scared. They wouldn't lift a finger. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the second with what Jacob said, he said we deserved everything we got. He said we did not love freedom. We did not love freedom enough. And they deserve what they got. Now, here's something Jacob sent me some time ago. I think you'll remember it. And I've got it. I always have it nearby. It says, it's kind of like a poem by Ethelwyn Wetherall. And here's how it goes. My orders are to fight. Then if I bleed or fail or strongly win, what matters it? God only doth prevail. The servant craveth not except to serve with might. I am not told to win or lose. My orders are to fight. And I'll add, by God Almighty in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we're going to fight to the last breath. We'll let these little fembags, we'll let them, these little metrosexuals, we'll let them slither back into their dungeons, back into the sewers where they belong. And I was going to say something else. Oh, almost forgot this. We have a super dynamite guest. This is how disorganized I am. We have Mr. Richard Gage. He's with the American Institute of Architects, and he's also the founder and the president of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's going to be our guest on the second hour. I second what Jacob said. I cannot believe we got him. But anyway, that's the last announcements I got. This hour's flying fast. Take off, Jacob. Lee's going to say something right after you. Lee has something he wants to say. Do you want to go first? You want to let Lee chime in first, Jacob?
You go right ahead, Lee. We've been talking for a while. Say what's on your mind.
Okay, guys. I was just saying it's in about 10 or 12 states, it's illegal to criticize Israel for just about anything. That's not free speech. And I'd just like to encourage everybody to call their congressman to say, when you criticize Israel legitimately, it's not just a white, it's not hate speech. And it's not anti-Jewish. We just want to hold them accountable for what they are doing. And what their some of their rabbis say, and I just they say, oh, we can't boycott Israel, man. You know, we had the Boston Tea Party, and we boycotted. That was a boycott of the tea. So I guess we're just. I think we are sort of in a trance when it comes to, in my opinion, apostate Israel. But I'd like to encourage everybody to talk it to their media, their congressmen, and their state and local and federal officials. Okay, you can go ahead, Jacob.
Right on, Lee. Yeah, I mean, see, folks, this is a prime example of what Lee's talking about right here. Here in the good old U.S. of A., the land of the free, the home of the brave, there are already some of the 50 states in which it is illegal to criticize the state of Israel. And you got to love the double-mindedness here. I mean, these progressives, there's a new term I want to start using for progressives that's also progressives because of the meme that a lot of you have probably seen where, you know, you see progressives, you know, and it'll list the things that they say, and then it'll say also progressives, and it'll list all the brazen contradictions to the things they just said, you know, in the next column. So I like to call them also progressives because of all this, all these double standards and all this hypocrisy going on. These same people will preach at us about human rights, and this is ostensibly the reason why we must never forget, you know, what Nazi Germany supposedly did to Israel, to the so-called chosen people. It's because of the human rights issue, right? And yet, these also progressives who want to lecture us about that will turn around and say, oh, but you can't call out the state of Israel for massive human rights violations because that would be anti-Semitic or whatever they say. Anti-Semitic, I believe, is the term they use, but I like to say anti-Semitic. So, you know, this is going on right here in America. This isn't just some obscure thing. This isn't just some, you know, hyper-liberal country in the EU. This is coming to America right now. So, you know, this is why we're not that concerned about a stigma attached to a song that's 50 years old. You know, that was used as a marching song for a country that got defeated in a war a long time ago. You know, it's just missing the bigger point. So, that being said, Eddie was talking about, or Eddie was saying we wanted to go into a little bit of news for y'all tonight. Many of you may have heard about the recent development with Walmart caving to the anti-gun nuts and saying that they're going to terminate all their ammunition sales. And a recent article in Town Hall has reported on this, which you can check out at townhall.com. And just reading a little bit from that article, it begins saying, in the wake of some mass shootings, two have occurred on its premises. Walmart is nixing virtually all ammunition sales. The Associated Press first reported that only handgun ammunition would be taken off the shelves, but it looks like this will extend to rifle ammunition as well. Walmart says it will discontinue the sale of handgun ammunition and also publicly requested that customers refrain from openly carrying firearms in stores, even where state laws allow it. Incredible. You may have a legal right to carry your gun in the state that you live in, but Walmart says that doesn't matter if you're on our store premises. We don't want you carrying your gun, even though the more people that are in their store carrying guns, the more objectively safe that makes the customers they're supposedly concerned about. But let's not think about that, folks. The announcement comes just days after a mass shooting claimed 7 lives in Odessa, Texas, and follows 2 other back-to-back shootings last month, one of them at a Walmart store. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based discounter said Tuesday it will stop selling short barrel and handgun ammunition, including .223 caliber and .556 caliber used in military-style weapons. Here's the clincher, folks, after it runs out of its current inventory. So here again, we can't even take them seriously at their own lofty, holier-than-thou rhetoric. Because, I mean, how many stores does Walmart have nationwide? Eddie, you guys know off the top of your head, I mean, how many stores does Walmart have nationwide? How long would it take them to sell their current stock?
It's over 2,000, I think.
You know what? You're so right, Jack. You're so right, Jacob. They're totally unconcerned with the profit. They're totally unconcerned with the safety of Americans. The reason I think the scuttlebutt I got, the Walmart people were catching a lot of flack from the communists, from the progressives, one and the same, because they said they were wrecking, you know, small town America, and that's rightfully so, but bringing in a lot of cheap Chinese junk, underselling small stores, underselling local gas stations, and then once they drove mom and pop out of business, and they go back up on their price. Well, they were catching hell for that, and rightfully so, in my opinion. But so what they did, they threw the left a bone and said, well, we're going to outlaw all this ammo. Plus, they're actually going to go to Congress and ask Congress to step up to increase, you know, more draconian anti-gun legislation, et cetera, et cetera. So now all of a sudden, as Jacob rightfully pointed out, The communists are no longer concerned about small town America. They're no longer concerned about mom and pop going starving to death, because the Walmart's people who are concerned about the almighty dollar are bowing to their these anti-gun fanatics. That's the scuttlebutt I got, Jacob and Lee. What do you have to say, Lee?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. Jacob, you got something?
Well, folks, it looks like we've run out of time. Listen, next week it's going to be totally different. We'll have more time together. We won't have this dynamite guest we got tonight. Stay tuned. Thank you so much, Jacob, for coming in tonight. Thank you for always standing by. We have this dynamite guest on, Richard Gage. I hope he's going to be on any minute now. But if he's not, Jacob and Lee and me will continue going on. We'll check y'all people later. Hang on, fear the break. Hopefully Richard Gage will be back in just a minute.